Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength." Our world and society, especially in America today, are so results-oriented. We measure success by how much profit, how many things we have, doing more this year than last year. I hate to say it, but even in the Christian life, I've heard preachers say, if you don't do more and have bigger results this year than last year, then you're backsliding. We have to have a new or faster object this year than last year, whether it be an iPhone or a computer or car or whatever. I can show you this in the sports arena as well. Look at the coaches who are fired at the end of the season because they didn't make it to the playoffs or the win the championship. Look at the sports world. They're so results-oriented. You know, every coach was at every practice. Every coach worked hard. Yet we think that they need fired just because they can't win the championship game. We live in a mindset that if you don't get a raise every year, then you need a new job. We're so arrogant to think that we deserve more money every year. Why should I, as an employer, think I have done enough for the entire company? I deserve more money, is what we think. You know, we have allowed religion to influence our thinking. Religion is results-based. God says that he weighs our actions, not our results. God does not judge us based on results. God saw that big results can be attained with bad actions. There are about $90 billion, that's with a B, dollars spent in liquor sales in America every year. This is great results financially, but the actions are bad and evil. This is bad success, not good success. Just because there are successful results does not make it right. God is the one to determine results, not us. God says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 3, by him actions are weighed. It doesn't say anything about results. God will balance our actions with the right results. It may not be a reaction, but God never leaves the scale unbalanced for long. We're not to worry about his side of the scale. We're just supposed to do our side of the scale. Our side of the scale, action. His side of the scale, results. Too many of us, though, want to play God. We want to manufacture results for God. In other words, if we don't see the results we want, then we're going to judge others based on the results we want to see. Let me give you a few thoughts on this today. Number one, lost man only has what he can do as results. He's not putting anything away for eternity. He can't see past the frailty of this life. Man looks at money, things, and fame. He looks at popularity. Do you want your life to count for more than just stocks and bonds and money? For a few piles of things? Man values his things more than eternity. And lost man only has what he can do here as results. Number two, God weighs or balances our actions. We are not to balance it ourselves. You know, if we're not careful, preachers can get into this mindset and start trying to manufacture spiritual results. I've heard preachers so foolishly get up and say, well, you're supposed to go soul winning till you see someone saved. Don't come back till you get somebody saved. Well, I'm not against that necessarily, but not everybody has that kind of time. And show me one verse in the Bible where I'm commanded to have somebody saved. I can show you hundreds saying I'm supposed to get the gospel to every creature. I'm supposed to get the gospel to every person I can, but I'm not accountable to God for how they receive it. I'm accountable to God for giving it. If I put forth the action, it's up to God to have the results. You see, we've function too much on seeing results. Well, soul winning doesn't work anymore, so we're not going to do it at our church. You're looking at results, not actions. We need to learn to satisfy ourselves with right actions and not worry about the results. You know, Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, that's our job, and he shall direct thy paths, that's his job. God tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, that's our job. People being saved, that's God's job. Tithing. We're supposed to give the first 10% of all of our income, that's our gross, that's our job. Then God said he'd open the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing, and he would rebuke the devourer, that's God's part. You see, God wants right action, and then he will balance it with right results. In other words, God wants our obedience and not our results. Man tries to impress man with results. We'll impress God with our obedience. God wants to work through us, not have us do it our own. This is why we can't earn our own salvation. This is why I preach so hard for people to obey God's word. The more we obey, the more God can do with and through us. You know, we cannot see the paycheck or the payoff of all we're doing here in this life. There's something called eternity. Well, you gotta see a changed life before somebody really got the gospel. No, Jesus will change that. The results come later. Number four. We are not to react or reaction if we don't see the results we want or expect. We're to act right and not react. Living by principle keeps us from reaction. Reaction causes temper to flare, harsh words, and a lack of yielding to the Holy Spirit and anger. We need to act appropriately and let God take care of the results. You know, do you want to live a happy life? Do you want to live a wonderful Christian life? Then how about we live letting God weigh the actions and us not worry about the reactions? Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages, or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.